From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Labor Department says unemployment in the U.S. rose to 9.7% in August, the highest level since June of 1983. But the pace of job losses continues to slow, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The economy lost 216,000 jobs in June, and while that's not great, it's definitely better than earlier this year when the country was losing three times as many jobs. So the report is another sign that the economy is emerging from its recession. Still, Americans are only working 33 hours per week on average, and that suggests that employers won't need to hire many more people right away since they can just give current workers more hours. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist of PNC Financial Services Group.
Employers are going to wait till the sort of last minute to hire more people, but at least the people that are working should get a little fatter paychecks, maybe a few more hours, and maybe even some overtime hours.
That's what Hoffman expects to see over the next few months if the economy continues to recover. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
At least 90 people were killed or injured in Afghanistan today after an American fighter jet blasted two fuel tankers that had been hijacked by the Taliban, with some of the fatalities believed to be civilians. The local governor of the region where the incident took place had previously placed the death toll even higher, but lowered that somewhat. German officials who called in the airstrike said Taliban fighters were killed amid concerns the trucks were being hijacked for a possible suicide attack. With a determination that arson was to blame for the giant wildfire that continues to burn in the hills north of Los Angeles, L.A. County Sheriff's Department investigators say they are looking at possible homicide charges in connection with the deaths of two firefighters. The firefighters were killed when the vehicle they were driving went off a roadway and plunged down an embankment Sunday. Authorities last night said they've determined the fire was intentionally set, with the Los Angeles Times reporting today incendiary material was found at the fire scene. The fire, which burned 232 square miles, is now roughly 42% contained. The White House is defending President Obama's planned message to schoolchildren next week, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will deliver a back-to-school message to the nation's children on Tuesday. The White House plans to release an advance text to the speech on Monday in hopes of easing any concerns about what the president will say. Some Republican leaders have accused the president of trying to spread a partisan political message to captive classroom audiences, and some parents have talked about keeping their kids out of school that day. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama will stick to non-controversial themes.
I think we've reached a little bit of the silly season when the President of the United States can't tell kids in school to study hard and stay in school.
Gibbs notes that Republican presidents Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush both gave speeches to school children making similar points. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 96 points today. This is NPR. An ex-U.S. soldier charged in the rape and murder of an Iraqi teenager and the killings of three of her family members has been handed five consecutive life sentences. By a successful appeal, that means 24-year-old Stephen Dale Green would not be eligible for release from prison. U.S. District Court judge handed down the sentence today in federal court in Kentucky after a civilian jury convicted Green back in May of conspiracy, rape, and multiple counts of murder in connection with the incident, which took place in 2006 in a rural area some 20 miles south of Baghdad. The jury panel was unable to reach a unanimous verdict on whether Green should get the death penalty in the case. A vintage train carrying evacuees who escaped the Holocaust pulled into London today, ending a three-day trip across Europe that marked the 70th anniversary of the survivors' rescue from Czechoslovakia by young Englishmen. NPR's Rob Gifford has more from London.
Nicholas Winton, 100 years old this year, stood in person on the platform of London's Liverpool Street station to greet the steam train that had recreated the journey after 70 years. The train carried 170 people, including two dozen who had actually been evacuated as children from Czechoslovakia through Winton's efforts in the months before World War II began. In late 1938, Winton was a 29-year-old stockbroker who, visiting a friend in Prague, was alarmed at the influx of refugees from the Sudetenland region recently annexed by Germany. He immediately began organizing trains for the mostly Jewish children out of the country, correctly fearing that Czechoslovakia would soon be invaded by the Nazis. In all, he arranged eight trains to carry more than 600 children to Britain. None of them ever saw their parents again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
And I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.